Sports and recreation programming is sponsored by Delta Hotels by Marriott Minneapolis Northeast. Learn more at marriott.com/MSPDE.
Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB's Nate Weck joins me now in the Kirby Family Studio in SDPB's downtown Sioux Falls space. Hey, Nate. How's it going?
It's going good. How about you, Lori?
It's good. It's raining out here. It's not the best day to get outside unless you are like me and you happen to love rain.
Yeah, there you go.
But we're talking about getting out of doors today.
Yeah. You know, and I know we've talked about hunting and fishing and some of these other activities that South Dakotans love to do outdoors. And getting a little bit more specific into the hunting realm of things, turkey hunting is one of those activities that remains to be a big thing in South Dakota. And hey, there's a family in Yankton, Jason and Ray Crawl, and they have five sons, Jaden, Mitch, Cole, Carson, and Bryce, and they go out and they hunt together. They turkey hunt. So this is a fun story. Our very own Brad Van Osdell went out and did this. It's going to be a Dakota Life segment and stuff like that. And yeah, it's one of those things where, you know, some families may play basketball. Right. And they've got deep roots of that, whereas others, they go hunting together as a family, which I think is equally as cool.
All right, so let's talk a little bit about turkey hunting and this family's experience with it. There's a season?
Yeah, yep, there's definitely turkey seasons in South Dakota. Dates kind of vary based on what part of the state you're in.
Okay.
But yeah, so turkey hunting season in South Dakota is very much a big thing in the spring, especially on the eastern part of the state and some of the wooded areas and things like that. And I know this even from work where I live, because I live in the Newton Hills area, and we'll see turkeys just walk right across the gravel road kind of in front of our house, and it's like, oh,
hi.
All right. That was interesting to see today.
So from the kid's perspective, because, you know, when you're a kid, this is all new to you, even though you might grow up in a family. There's a first time for everything. Tell me
there
what
is.
Some of the kids have to say about the experience of turkey hunting with their family.
Yeah, this was one of the interesting things, you know, listening to the interviews that these kids had, was they all sort of told their story of they remember their first one. So we did pull one of them, Mitchell, who is now a high schooler, is junior in high school. He shot his first turkey when he was 9 years old, and he's going to give his he's going to discuss shooting his first turkey at that very young age.
My first turkey, we walked across this field for long miles. We got tucked up into these trees, and this turkey, we called the turkey in. I got too nervous and I shot right over top of him. And then we walked a little while more and we were coming up top of this hill, and there's this big tom just strutting in the cornfield up top. And I got rested on the fence and shot him.
If at first you don't succeed, try again, right?
And that's the importance of having a mentor or, you know, a parent or somebody who's kind of guiding you and letting you know that that sort of thing is part of the process.
It is.
Yeah. So tell me a little bit about, you know, because when you take a family outside, we take kids outside to do something.
Yep.
Sometimes it's the anticipation of that thing. You know,
right.
When do we get to take a shot, for example,
right.
Or when do we get to take a swing on the golf course? And there's a whole lot of stuff that goes into sort of setting up for that moment that kids haven't experienced yet. Including, you know, the walk or the drive.
Right.
To where you're getting, are we there yet?
You know, it's like any vacation if you're going on a road trip.
Yeah.
You know, the travel is half the fun, as Clark Griswold once said, you know. So, and that goes the same way with this. And that was one thing that Jason Crawl, the father, had mentioned a few other times as well, is that when we get ready to go out, we, you know, there's the scouting aspect where we have to scout and figure out where we want to hunt. You know, if it's not our land, we got to, you know, talk to the landowners,
right.
Create a relationship with the landowners, which I think is a big part of hunting in general in South Dakota that expands outside of turkey and it goes to pheasants and deer and all that sort of thing. And the other thing that I thought he mentioned, which I think is equally as important, is he said that we inform our kids about gun safety before we go out on every hunt, which I think is something that, yes, obviously that is one of the most priority aspects of hunting, especially when you're involving some younger hunters, right. Getting them out there is letting, you know, having, learning a respect for your gun and things like that.
Well, and like Mitchell said, I got nervous.
Exactly.
And, you know, something happened that was unexpected. In this case, he just missed. But, you know, when a kid gets nervous and they're holding a firearm, all kinds of things can happen. So
exactly.
Yeah.
And to expand a little bit, the father, Jason, also discussed how there's more to learning from turkey hunting outside of just going out and shooting a gun. So here's Jason giving a little bit more in-depth look on that.
I just like watching them grow and mature and get better at what they're doing, no matter what it is. Just watching them grow and, you know, as boys and as people, how they improve every time out there. Once they catch on to how it works and, you know, like we talked about with the movement thing, that's really hard for anybody. You got to be mentally tough in the turkey woods, just like with life. So if you can master it a little bit at a time, and this is just one aspect, you know, that they can learn from, it's just one of them things that will help them down the road.
It's a huge opportunity for parents. You can kind of hear that, and, you know, that you get to spend that kind of time with your kid when they're not, you know, staring at a screen, or they're not, you know,
exactly.
with the coach on the team. You know, it's you, it's one-on-one, you know, interacting with your kid. Talk a little bit about this whole idea of, you know, the family traditions as well, and passing down, you know, this idea not only of the hunt, but of, you know, how we interact with landowners and with the land itself.
Yeah, you know, to expand on that a little bit, I think of up north in like the Webster area with some families that we've spoke to in the past about how it's a tradition where for 20 years we've been going up to the same location to pheasant hunt every year. And it's like, oh, well, that's really cool. It's a relative on the land? No, it's a person that we became friends with 20 years ago. We kind of earned their respect, and now they've allowed us to come back, you know, 20 years down the road. And maybe the family that owns the land doesn't hunt at all, but it's just that relationship. And, you know, we've talked about it plenty of times about South Dakota and how close South Dakotans are and how, you know, if you don't know somebody directly, you know somebody that knows them.
And you're watching the land change, too.
Exactly.
You go out again and again. You remember it as when you were nine, and then you see it when you're, 59, and it's different.
Yeah. I went out there with my dad when I was nine, and now, you know, 20-some years later, I'm going out there with my kid on the same land. And I think there's some fairy tale type of storylines, I think, with some of that make it fun.
Yeah,
connectivity. So there's just a lot of connectivity with it.
All right. Brad Van Osdell produced the piece for Dakota Life, and you can see the Crawl family and so much more on our website, sdpb.org. Look for the Dakota Life. It's probably also available.
Yeah, we're going to put
on
that
Facebook.
On the post, yep, for on the listen page. So
Nate Weck, thanks so much for being here. We appreciate
it.
Hey,
thanks, Lori.